here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary McGarry Morris, born in Meriden, Connecticut, 1943, who took 10 years to write her first novel, Vanished. She was married, she had four children, the children were approaching college age when she began to work on the novel. Her neighbors noticed that she was going out less and less. Nobody knew why, because Morris didn't want to tell anybody she was writing a novel because she didn't want people to ask her how it was going. After 10 years, she finished the book Vanished. It was rejected by 30 different publishers. An agent finally agreed to take the book. It was bought by Viking Press, came out in 1988, got great reviews. And her third novel, Songs in Ordinary Time, in 1995, was an enormous bestseller. It's the birthday of the playwright and poet Bertolt Brecht, born in Augsburg, Germany, 1898, who began studying Karl Marx's Das Kapital and was converted to communism. He believed that most plays were catering to the rich and the privileged, and he wanted to write drama for the oppressed. In 1933, when Hitler came to power, Brecht was forced to go into exile. He went to the United States, settled in Hollywood, hated Hollywood, but while he was there, he wrote his best-known plays in the late 30s and mid-40s, The Life of Galileo, Mother Courage and Her Children, and The Caucasian Chalk Circle. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote Dr. Zhivago, Boris Pasternak, born in Moscow in 1890. He was a poet. He'd written two collections of poems before the revolution. He supported the revolution, but then became disillusioned under the regime of Stalin. Earned his living as a translator, and then around 1945, began in secret to work on his masterpiece, his epic novel covering the history of the first half of 20th century Russia. He finished it in 1955, smuggled it out of the Soviet Union to a publisher in Italy, said at the time he knew he was signing his own death warrant, but he felt that he had to go through with it. The novel, Dr. Zhivago, came out in 1957, became an international bestseller. Pasternak was awarded the Nobel Prize, but was forced to refuse it and spent the last 2 years of his life living in a writer's colony. He never saw a printed copy of his book and died in 1960. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Liesl Mueller, entitled The Blind Leading the Blind. Take my hand. There are two of us in this cave. The sound you hear is water. You will hear it forever. The ground you walk on is rock. I have been here before. People come here to be born, to discover, to kiss, to dream, and to dig, and to kill. Watch for the mud. Summer blows in with scent of horses and roses, fall with the sound of sound breaking. Winter shoves its empty sleeve down the dark of your throat. You will learn toads from diamonds, the fist from the palm, love from the sweat of love, falling from flying. There are 1,000 turnoffs. I have been here before. Once I fell off a precipice. Once I found gold. Once I stumbled on murder, the thin parts of a girl. Walk on, keep walking. There are axes above us. Watch for occasional bits and bubbles of light. Birthdays for you, recognitions, yourself, another. Watch for the mud. Listen for bells, for beggars. Something with wings went crazy against my chest once. There are two of us here. Touch me. A poem by Liesl Mueller, The Blind Leading the Blind. From her collection Alive Together, New and Selected Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.